You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Matt Schaut, President and CEO of M&E Painting, to discuss what he calls painting with purpose. Matt, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Good to have you. So how did M&E Painting get started?
So I was born an entrepreneur. I'm 32 years old right now. I was born in New Jersey, and I lived out there till I was almost 10 years old. And as far back as I can remember in school, I was the troublemaker. I was the one always breaking the rules and asking why. And I was always looking at things saying there's a better way, a more efficient way. I just had tons of energy, and I was crazy. My community, my teachers, the people around me had no idea what to do with me or how to control me. So just those characteristics coming out in school, they told me I was a bad kid for doing that. So we moved to Colorado. I'm 10 years old. I remember the first thing of monetary value that I wanted was a boombox. It was a CD player, you know, the boombox you carry up on your shoulder, right? So I asked my parents for some money, and they said, you know, go find a way to make your own money. We're not going to give you $200. So I grabbed their lawnmower. I went out and just started knocking on my neighbor's doors in the neighborhood saying, hey, can I mow your lawn? And built a little lawn mowing business at 10 years old. And then I actually reinvested that money into a candy peddling operation out of my school locker, and that got shut down. So then went to working hourly jobs up through middle school, high school. Then in college, I was introduced to a college painting company that I worked with for 4 years, and they really reignited my passion and interest in entrepreneurship. And I didn't think I'd stay in the painting industry. I graduated from CSU, Colorado State, back in 2003, and I was going to take that experience and get into the mortgage industry and business. And we very quickly realized that we didn't get along, me in that industry, and I got laid off from a corporate banking mortgage job, which was the furthest thing from what I was put on this planet to do anyway. So that was the best thing that ever happened to me. It's March 2005. I was six figures in debt, had no money to my name. I literally had $100 to start my business. That was the minimum requirement the bank needed me to use. So I started M&E Painting with $100, and then I went back out just like I did when I was 10, started beating the street, pounding on doors, making connections, and we grew from, you know, survival mode very quickly to being very successful in a very short period of time.
Well, I'm sure there's certainly a lot that the listener could learn from what they just heard you say. Very inspiring as well. Now, there are a lot of painting contractors out there, I understand. What makes M&E Painting different than the others?
Yeah, the industry, being very respectful of the industry, but also speaking truth, is it doesn't take a lot to be better than the typical painter in the typical painting industry. If I show up on time, tuck in my shirt, be professional, don't scare the customers, I can build trust, which for me that just comes very naturally, then I'm, you know, 80% there already. And the industry just doesn't have that. And, you know, I hate that I'm in that industry. I hate the industries like that. It's a lot of what I see out there is it's a painter who's very good at the trade, very good at putting paint on the house, that identifies as I am a painter, and they're trying to run a business. I'm an entrepreneur. That's my purpose. That's what I was wired. That's how I was created. So my whole company is based around the fact that we are entrepreneurs first that happen to paint houses. And as we explain that to our customers, you know, the value set we have, we're leaders. We're here to shine a light of leadership on the community. We're here to inspire people with our service, you know, better than anybody, you know, in the world can do, serve with excellence and make an impact on them as humans. And, oh, by the way, we just happen to paint your house while we're doing that. And there's a huge distinction in what we offer as people and as a company to the people we serve, doing it that way versus saying, hey, I'm a painter, I'm here to paint, let me talk about painting and what I'm going to do. And there's no value proposition that way, because the market is just flooded with everybody else that does it the other way.
And you mentioned being an entrepreneur that happens to run a painting company. Can you explain that in further detail?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like I mentioned, I was born an entrepreneur, and that's just my business is an extension of me. I'm actually not a great painter. As I worked for the college painting company in college, I never learned how to paint. So it's really funny when I'm in front of a customer. I was talking to one the other day, and she asked me, "Are you going to be doing the painting?" And I just laughed. I said, "Absolutely not. You don't want me out here painting. That's not, you know, that those aren't the gifts I have. That's not the value set that I can bring. I'm an entrepreneur. That's the skill set I have. The visioning and taking that risk and putting out there and taking something and growing it from nothing. That's the passion that I have. So that's very, very core and key to who we are. I look for and have a very good fit in terms of the team members that I bring into the company and into the family, that entrepreneurial mindset, somebody that's going to take, you know, accountability and sit around the leadership table with us and talk about what we can do to make the company better as a whole, and everybody's at that same level. It's not, you know, I'm the boss, you're the worker, sit down, shut up, do your job. That's what the schools did to me for a really long time, and it just didn't work for me. So that's a little more detail on that concept.
Today we're joined by Matt Schaut, President and CEO of M&E Painting, and can be followed on Twitter at Matt Schaut, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Matt, tell us about a failure you've had at M&E Painting from the business side and how that changed both you and the business.
No, Austin, that's a great question, and I've had a lot of them. And the biggest one that I can think of is we expanded our company between 2009 and 2010. We expanded the company geographically. We came out of northern Colorado. We went south a bit down to Denver and then even further south into Colorado Springs. And we did it at the wrong time with the wrong people. And that's not blaming it on anybody else other than me. I was not professionally and as a person ready for that growth, and I did it for the wrong reasons. My definition of success and what that looked like, what the end result was back then, is not what it is now, and I'm actually really excited that happened. I mean, it wasn't cool when it didn't go well, you know, but looking back and even sitting there in that situation back at that time, it really helped me to realize, you know, who I am and what's important to me. And when you know, my view on business is when everything's going well, you know, it's easy to be committed to it. But when you get thrown a curveball, when you get knocked down and you've got to get back up, you know, when you're sitting down there on your butt, it really helps you determine, you know, who you are and define yourself and what your purpose is here. And I just didn't have that. Not that I didn't have it, but it was a lot different at the time. And I've grown a lot from that experience.
We hear that M&E Painting has a legendary sign spinner. Why is he so important to or for your marketing efforts?
You know, he's important for a lot of reasons. I mean, first and foremost is Tim. This is the famous sign shaker that we speak about. He really finds purpose in what he does. I've seen this sign spinning, you know, somebody standing on the corner with a sign spinning, dance and throwing it up in the air. I've seen these guys and gals all over the place, and I have never seen anybody that does a job better than him with that kind of excellence and passion and enthusiasm, and that's really how he identifies himself. He fits very well in that position. He would not go out and do estimating for us. That's not what he likes to do. He would not do this phone interview like we're doing right now. He just loves what he does. In terms of why he's important to the marketing efforts is just his energy and the credo that he has as a person that shows in the marketing to our customers, not that, hey, we're spinning a sign, call us so we can come do some painting for you, but that we believe in the value of making sure the people that work with us have purpose and excitement and enthusiasm in what they do, and that he does that in his space as well. Now, obviously, the result of that, the things that happen, is we get tons of phone calls and business from that. And then we also get a lot of other people and organizations wanting to talk about him, write about him, and use him as an example in business. So there's a huge PR and, you know, public relations side to what he does as well, which has been huge for our company.
If you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about M&E Painting online and also to be in potential contact as well?
You know, the best way to find out more about us is to go to our website. It's M&E, and you spell out the word and, painting, so M-A-N-D-E, painting.com. And through there, you can contact us. You can check out the About Us, our vision, you know, why we do what we do, what our credo and our values are, and where we see the company going, the vision that we have. And contact us through there. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that would like to know more about who we are.
That sounds good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or advice to help our entrepreneur listeners grow their business?
Yeah, my experience as being an entrepreneur since the age of 10, you know, 10, I'm 32 now, so is that 22 years, is there's a big difference between existing and then having success. And I feel that a lot of entrepreneurs that I spend time with and get to interact with, they're successful. So there's a certain, you know, action list and to-do set that you can align yourself with, a team of people to do, plug into a system that stems from a vision that is driven by a set of core values. And if the what's that you do tie back to all that, you can be very successful. And I've been very successful doing that, and so have a lot of entrepreneurs I know, but I've never been fulfilled. I've never felt like that mattered. So when I've really defined myself as a person, knowing that my business is an extension of me and who I am and why I'm here on this planet, and then put that into that same equation, that's when I've been able to find significance in what I do. And that's way more important to me than being successful.
Matt, I certainly have enjoyed this session, and thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Matt Schaup, President and CEO of M&A Painting. And once again, the website of reference is mneepainting.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.